This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Top of the morning, you are joining us live here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram on Sin 90.7. So much to discuss, especially in the first hour. Things that have aged well. Are toys for children becoming a thing of the past? And when, oh when, was the last time you went to the cinemas? We're going to find out that and more in just a few moments. But first, it's time to get a little funky. It's Mr. Bungle. Squeeze me, macaroni.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the house upon which the House of Sin and Studios stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
That was I'm Your Man by Spiritualized. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Ben, Tom and Bram. What a morning it is so far. And gentlemen, I think it's been a pretty good week so far. And we're going to launch straight in to a dynamic topic. Gentlemen, I want to pose a question to you. I'm going to give my little spiel to this question, but I'm really interested to see what you guys think as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Let's go.
Things that have aged well. Now, I look at the things that I like, and I'm a pretty eclectic person, and I think that art is something that has aged well, and it's a broad spectrum of stuff, but I really enjoy going to the National Gallery on an afternoon when I have nothing to do, and I'll go into that 15th to 16th European art section and just stare at those big paintings for a good hour or so. Mm. I think there's quite a novel experience in that. And the other thing that I find really, something that's aged really nicely on me or probably in society is a good bookshop. I love a secondhand bookshop. And where I live, there's this beautiful bookshop. It looks like something out of Diagon Alley in Harry Potter with just books toppled to the shelves.
Yep,
like,
yep.
As far as the roof goes, there are books everywhere and every book has its own little story. And that's what I absolutely love. But I'm aware there's two other very different mindsets in the room. So, Ben, what's something that you think has aged well?
Something I think that has aged well, or it's either a sign that music just hasn't progressed enough in terms of audio quality, but I reckon music from the 70s is super well recorded.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at the drum sounds, the guitar sounds and so forth. Just very beautiful, lush production. And it kind of begs the question, even though, you know, technology's advanced so much, has music really digitally or, you know, audio files and so forth, has it really gotten all that much better? I don't think so. But that's just my opinion. And the other thing that's aged well is, I mean, trains are essentially still the same thing they were all those years ago. They've just been updated a little bit here and there.
But I beg to differ.
Yeah?
Like, if you look at, I don't know if you know what a red rattler is.
No.
So, harking back to maybe latest they would have been around would have been 60s, early 70s, but they were these wooden trains. I think they were electric. Yeah, they were. They were electric. But just imagine these wooden panel trains and you have your own little compartments and you have your hallway and it's basically like a refurbishment of a older train carriage. But yeah, looking at the metro trains now, they're absolutely stingy things, but at the same time, there's a bit of comfort in that too.
Yeah, I just feel like in theory, they're kind of, I mean, obviously they've come a long way, but they're kind of similar in
the concept is still like essentially the same.
Correct.
I guess the idea of traveling on a train journey to somewhere, that's something that will never change.
Yeah.
The journey at the train window is the thing that will never change.
Yeah. Well, Bram, as far as things that have aged well.
Oh, so this is something that I actually was discussing with Tom a few weeks ago. Probably would have been one of the first conversations we had. I told him about Grace Jones. and showed him a photo of her and asked him how old she he thought she was. And he said that she was in his 20s and... Like, I feel like that's sort of proof.
I wanted to be incredibly
generous, Tom.
I'm a very generous bloke.
Yeah, wowee.
Oh, yeah, so am I. And I also, like, I get told that I look a lot older than I actually am. So, yeah.
So yeah. You're saying that you're aging well?
Possibly. I think either that or, like, because I'm getting... Red is older than I am. Maybe I'm not aging well.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
One thing we do know, this track called The Worst in Me is by Infraghosts, and it's on right now here on Get Serial Tuesdays, Ben, Tom and Bram.
That was Infraghosts with The Worst in Me and Danielle El Hall with Carly Rae Jepsen. Supernatural. You're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, and we've got a pretty controversial topic coming up. So, for those of you listening at home, Toys R Us closed a couple of months ago. And
I know, my friend worked there.
Oh, no.
Can somebody please think of the children?
Yeah. And it's
no,
sort
sorry,
of...
No, it's just business.
It's posed a question to us in the panel. Are toys for children becoming a thing of the past and are phones taking over? I personally... well, most of my siblings have kids. That's probably why I get read as older than I am. Because I spend most of my time around my siblings and their kids. But I don't really see them becoming a thing of the past. Like, they still play with kids' toys and stuff. They do use devices quite a bit, but they do still have, you know, the toys that they use. And a lot of them do get bought as, like, gifts and stuff. So, yeah. Tom?
It's really funny because I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the second Wreck-It Ralph movie, but at the very end there's a toddler playing on an Apple device, which is something that you see so often now. And I think it's a little sad, but I reckon for me there are some toys that are never going to age because... they're going to be timeless.
Things that age well, just like the previous segment we spoke about.
Everything comes around. But I reckon there are a few things that I think that will always, in some form, physical or digital, be around. One of them is the famous puzzle.
Oh,
puzzles will never go out.
Yep, for sure.
Dollhouses will never go out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in horror movies.
I was just thinking that dollhouses are always a common thread in horror movies. Like, they come alive and they get possessed and they kill everyone one by one. But I think that this one is very typical of me, but something else that won't die out is the famous train set. Every boy starts off with a train set at some point in his life.
Yeah. That or the Hot Wheels cars as well.
The Matchbox Hot Wheels, they'll still stick around.
Yeah.
Look, the thing is, I think times are changing. I think more kids are on the phone and so forth, which is disappointing in a way. How early you get on it, that's one thing. But, I mean, my evenings used to be I'd come home from school and then I would I'd build a castle with those Imaginext sets. I'd build castles and bits and pieces and I'd watch Neighbours at 6:30. And that was that was what I did.
I just had, like, really vivid flashbacks to my own childhood. One thing that will never go out of fashion is Lego, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lego
is
awesome.
Yes, you're right. Lego will never die. It's a corporate giant. Like, you look at the things they produce. They've got Star Wars and Disney and they have everything and they're going to keep... I don't know if you've seen the new Xbox and PlayStation Lego Dimensions game, but it's a crossover of everything you can think of. There's Star Wars, there's Harry Potter, there's The Simpsons, there's Doctor Who. It's got everything jam-packed in this game, and it's got so many different brands that it's just going to keep going and going and going until the end of time.
And that's kind of taking the traditional toy and then putting on, like, a modern gaming platform, which, again, it's making them use technology more regularly. It's a bit scary to me.
It is.
Things are just changing, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like all of this talk about kids using technology being a bad thing may not necessarily be the case. Like, it might actually be a good thing.
Yeah,
I've actually got a friend, and he did a placement at a primary school and talked about, like, these kids that were, like, super, super smart with technology. And it was, like, kind of scary to hear, but also, like, really interesting. Like, he had stories about kids, like, looking up and paying attention, but also, like, touch typing under the desk because they had a friend who was away. And, you know, they were trying to, like, feed him information about what was going on in class. And it's just like, yeah, maybe this generation isn't so bad after all.
And I think there's three very different opinions here. And we've all come to some kind of conclusion. We all have our favourites. Ben obviously has his castles, and I obviously have my trains. We don't need to stress, because we got Don't Stress by Regurgitator coming up. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
The sounds of epic music, definitely for the morning. You are joining us here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Let's go through those songs, because there are quite a few of them there.
There were.
Regurgitator. Mm-hmm. Don't Stress. Now, you can catch Regurgitator, an Australian band, at 170 Russell on the 10th of August, which is this Friday. It's pretty exciting stuff. And then definitely a classic, Fatboy Slim with Praise You. And, of course, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, which we played the supporting artist when they played at the Festival Hall 2 weeks ago, which was MGMT.
We did, yeah.
And it was only fair to play some Franz Ferdinand.
Absolutely.
A couple of weeks later. Here we go, gentlemen. I did something I hadn't done in a while. I went to the cinemas.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Look, it got the better of me. I had to see that new Mission Impossible movie. And the thing that always gets me when I go to the cinemas every single time is just how loud it is. Like, I was completely... Yeah. The problem is I go to gigs and I wear earplugs. So then when something is even half loud, it seems insanely loud to me. So the cinemas was just like, wow, it was crazy. It was
hilarious.
Huge. Mm. The question is, when was the last time you went to the cinemas, and do you think that is something that would ever go out of fashion?
I think cinemas will always stay. Like, look at the Astor Theatre, for example. That is thriving. Mm. We thought it was going to die off a little while ago, but they're continuously playing cult classics. And speaking of cult classics, I go to the Cameo Cinema, which is not far from me, and I saw 2001 Space Odyssey for the 50th anniversary, which was a great, great, great movie. I've seen it many times, but I thought, it's one of those movies I need to see on the big screen, so that's exactly what I did. But the day before, I also saw the new Thomas movie, which we plugged a couple weeks ago. Big Adventures.
I have to ask, did that grin come off your face at all?
Oh, it never came off. I was a little... Yeah. When you're protective of something, of a fandom, of whatever kind, if you're a fan of something, you're going to have some kind of protection. So I was a little nervous going in, especially where the direction of the brand is going. But I went out feeling very pleased of myself.
I feel like... especially here in Melbourne, there is a really great selection of, like, cinemas to go to that are fairly independent and have some fairly good things going for them. So you mentioned 2001 A Space Odyssey. Mm. The Sun Theatre in Yarraville actually have that at the moment. But they've got it in 70mm film, on 70mm film.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
This is like, I feel like it's something that only they do, but they do, screen a few films in 70mm film.
That's beautiful.
It is incredible. It's such a great experience. And I feel like just going to the cinema in general, there's something that's like fairly unique about it. Just everyone, like, not really knowing each other, but all, like, gathered together for this one common thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we had this crazy revelation last week. We found out that Tom somehow, some way, was scared of the Play School Rocket Clock. And I was a little surprised to see that Zoe Fox and the Rocket Clocks is playing this week. It's Fists right here on Sin 90.7. Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Oh, my giddy aunts. You're listening to Sin 90.7. That was People Watching by Jack Johnson. And there are people obviously not watching us, but people are listening to us. We hope that someone is listening out there as they drive their car, or they may be just waking up into the day and just realizing their senses and go, hang on, I am indeed human.
Or if they are out people watching at this time of hour.
There are indeed.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where that last track by Jack Johnson, it's so relaxing, you'd almost want to close your eyes. But if you're on the road, that's probably not a good idea.
not at all. Those other two songs were You're Somebody Else by Flora Cash and Fist by Zoe Fox and The Rocket Clocks. But, no, it was a good tune, good funky beat. Gentlemen, what are we into at the moment? I'm obviously always reading a book. I'm working my way through the Lord of the Rings series at the moment, on my way to the Two Towers. Always seen the movies, great series, but I thought it's high time that I went through the books again properly and not skim over them. But it's been a great read so far. Tolkien has, he has a way of using language pretty well, but it's a lot to wrap your head around as well. But it's been a thoroughly enjoyable read. Bram?
It's something that I feel like I've gotten into, like, seriously into fairly recently. And I feel like it's just confirming the fact that I am older than I actually am. But I've gotten very much into, like, house decor and how people decorate their houses.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a bit weird for me to confess this on air, but, I've almost made a habit of, photographing different, interesting decor that I see.
Bit of a sneaky Instagram post.
Well, it's in, family friends' houses, and just trying to see how that fits in with their personality.
Yeah, groovy.
I'm just curious, is this whole, I know Kmart, it's like cheap
it's
budget
the
stuff. Is there decor, it's getting a bit of hype now, is that?
Oh, yeah. Funnily enough, you can really find a lot of this stuff in op shops. I feel like that's where it's at for, home decoration. You can find, I guess it's more hit and miss, but when it hits, it really hits.
I was at the Lifestyle Expo last week, and there are oodles of poodles of things that are coming into the market for 2019.
What were you doing at the Lifestyle Expo last week, more importantly?
I have no idea. I just woke up there and went, hello, I'm at the Lifestyle Expo, and had a bit of a wander around. I was actually working there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I had a little bit of time after my shift to have a bit of a mosey around and discover what's new for the market.
It gets to that point, and Bram will know mostly about this, where the more decor and bits and pieces you look at, the more you kind of just want to get your own place and just start dressing it all up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have lots planned out for my new room.
And we have lots planned for this show as well. Coming right up, we have Aussie rocker Shannon Knoll. He's going to have a song on, and he played at a concert recently, which our producer Blake went to. So Blake is going to fill us in on all things Shannon Knollsy, and that's going to be great fun. And we also have a sneaky interview coming up. All will be revealed later on Sin 90.7. But for now, I'm feeling like I need to go to the hairdresser. We're going to Clip My Wings by Montaigne. This is Sin 90.7.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Top of the morning, youth of Melbourne. You're listening to Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram on Sin 90.7. For those who've just tuned in, we just had a nostalgia hour. We talked about various things that we fawned over in our childhoods, like kids' toys and going to the cinema and other sort of flashy vignettes of our childhood like that. In the upcoming hour, we've got producer Blake reviewing the Shannon Knoll concert that he went to last week in South Morang. And we've also got a discussion about the Australian live music scene and how we can ensure a healthier future for that. And we've also got what we have started to consider a regular topic here. What did Tom dream about last night? Mm. All that and more here on Get Serial, Sin 90.7, Ben, Tom and Bram. Make sure to talk to us on social media because we talk back. We've got Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over everything under the handle Get Serial. Pretty easy to find us. It'll be pretty easy to find you if you want to talk to us and you want us to talk to you. And the next track that we have is I Don't Know Why by Imagine Dragons. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
What a morning for music. My word, so many great songs happening here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Sin 90.777. Here we go. I got to mention this. Imagine Dragons, I Don't Know Why. That's off their latest record, Evolve, which was released last year. We also had Australia's Own Hiatus Coyote by Fire from their 2015 record. And finally, Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams. It's Get Lucky here on Sin.
We're getting very lucky.
Blake was pretty lucky last week.
I was just gonna mention this. I've been excited for this all morning. Blake dropped this bombshell last week. He said it ever so casually. He said, I'm going to see Shannon Knoll live at the Commercial Hotel in South Morang. It was on Friday night.
Whoa, Blake, holy guacamole.
Blake, please take us through. How was it?
Good morning, boys. Good morning, everyone else. Yeah, it was an interesting time. Like, it was something. Like, he came up. Like, it was the hype was there. He didn't actually have any support artists or anything like that. It was just him. So he rocked up to the South Morang about 8:30, came on for about an 8:45 start.
Oh, that's all right.
Just walked on, like, the lights dimmed. He comes in, does his little thing, starts by showing off his, I don't know if you guys have seen his little tat on the chest, the Southern Cross on the chest. First of all, the first thing is the first reveal of that little tat, and then started to look. And personally, I don't know that many songs of his apart from the main ones, and I guess what the internet's brought up again now. But it kicked off with one of his songs, because he just released a new album earlier in the year. But he actually plays a lot of covers. So off the, I think it's called Unbroken, or Southern Sky, I think the album's called. One of the two. I can't exactly remember. Yeah. But he also does a cover of CCR's Fortunate Son, was to kick off the covers. And then he, you know, started rapping into his songs like Drive and stuff like that. Then he did another cover, which funnily enough was Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys.
Oh, wow.
If anyone don't know that song. Act, yeah. Which was really funny because my housemate, it was for my housemate's birthday. His sister's brought it for his birthday, him those tickets. So we're having a bit of a chat to my housemates, and I jokingly said, for some reason, I feel like Knowlesy's got the vocal range to sing Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys, and then he went off and...
No way.
He actually played it.
Wow, how's that?
Yeah, so, yeah, that was just strange.
Well, one question I have to ask, with the crowd that was there, did it feel like people were there because he's a little bit of an internet meme in a sense, or people were just genuine fans?
Oh, there were genuine fans. Like, there was this one lady I could see...
Following.
Off, yeah, well, he absolutely does. He's off the... Like, and I didn't realise this because we sort of did our research. Said she's got 6 albums under his belt.
Wow.
He's got a fair few, and it's so there was one, well, especially one person I noticed just sitting off to the standing off to the side. She knew it word,
oh, like, really?
She knew every single song that she was playing was word for word.
Yeah.
But then, you know, after he's playing, well, whilst he's playing his songs, did a few more covers, did Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, wow.
By the Gunners.
Yeah. Knowlesy's pulling out all the stops.
Oh, he absolutely
bells and whistles.
He absolutely pulls out all the stops. It was fun, and then there was a lot of shuckering going on between my friends and I. No idea why, but that just seemed like the in thing to do. And then he, you know, went through a few more songs I didn't know. We sort of just stood there and went along with it. Then I guess he got to the catalogue of the songs that we all really know, and, like, you know, playing Lift and what was the Drive and other song, Shine. And then obviously played. Did he do another cover? I'm trying to think if he did another cover. No, he didn't do another cover.
No.
I was thinking on top of my head if he did or not. But then he did the standard artist thing to do, is to go off stage and then...
Oh, the good old encore.
The encore.
Well, did he get a chant? Knowlesy.
After every single song he played, there was always the chance of Knowlesy. It was just a normal thing. And I also heard people saying Grassy, which I kind of joined into that, as in, I think it's because I meant, like, Grassy Knoll.
Oh, yes.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then he just got his keyboard player back, and then everyone knew what that meant once the dude started playing the keys, because it was obviously What About Me was coming on, which got a fantastic reception by the crowd.
Oh, it would, yeah.
And especially, you know, us in the crowd dancing and carrying on like pork chops. And then, everyone was belting out What About Me. It was great. It was great fun. Like not the best concert I've ever been to in my life. And, you know, we guess we were kind of there because of the internet, even though I have actually seen Shannon Knoll before. Sorry, before it was cool.
No, twice.
Yeah.
Wow-y.
So in 2003, when off the back of his Idol loss, or his, not his Idol loss, I guess his runner-up, you'd say, Yeah, we saw him at Metro City back in Perth for the underage show. He played I remember him playing two shows that night, one for the underages.
For the kiddies.
For the kiddies, which mum and some friends that lived up the road from us decided to take us to. And now I've seen him again. Now it was that, 14? No, I can't do maths very well, whatever that is. But
a number. Yeah.
Than seeing him in 2018.
And does he still have it? Is the voice still...
Yeah, look, he's still got a really... Look, the dude's got a really, really good voice. And
yeah.
You commend him for that. Like, he's, you know, and he's doing his thing. You know, he appeals, not personally my market, but he appeals to, you know, my market, I guess. It's what an age we live in now where someone's gained the popularity because of the internet, but... You know, that's, I guess that's how it is. But, you know, he does have genuine fans, and his genuine fans were really out to show on Friday night.
There you go. A bit of Knowlesy, Tom.
Absolutely.
You know, after that talk, I'm kind of tempted myself to check him out.
Yeah, I absolutely recommend it because, I mean, I've been sick as all hell over the last couple of days, so I managed to, as the Shannon Knoll song, and we're actually about to play up next, Lift, I managed to lift and get up to head out to his gig. And, yeah, this is Shannon Knoll with Lift. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Ben, Tom and Bram. News coming up next with April.
Oh, my goodness. That was Aussie rocker Shannon Knoll with Lift. And thank you very much to our wonderful whimsical producer, Blake, for giving us his insights to his Shannon Knoll live experience. It was great to hear about that. And I feel terrible for thinking this, but as we're listening to Lift by Shannon Knoll, in the album What Matters the Most, I don't think it's this... But I listened to this song, and the only thing I can think about, this harkens back to the early and mid-2000s. I think of the Biggest Loser intro as they're all lifting their weights and looking at donuts and shaking their heads going, no, I'm better than this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, it's a song about struggle, isn't it?
And it is.
The other thing, because I haven't heard that song in years.
No, neither.
Jeez, it's very early 2000s radio rock, isn't it?
It is.
I'm getting like a Nickelback vibe from that, if that name's even allowed to be said on the radio. I'm sure it is.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's just like, it's, well, not really a genre, but it's more just like a feeling, like a Jimmy Barnes-esque feeling of like working class man.
I can hear that too.
Yeah.
But it is a bit of a classic, isn't it? Like, there's something about that song. You just start grinning.
Mm. It is, yeah. And I think a lot of early 2000s Australian music has that vibe about it.
I'll be back with more news in half an hour. Stay tuned for more Get Serial.
Thank you very much, April. And we have a wonderful lineup this morning. Still going ahead, as teased before, we have an interview this morning. And we can definitely say that interview will be with another Aussie rocker, Zebulon, who has released their new song, which will be fantastic to chat to them and see what they have to share about that. But April, I want to ask you, we've been talking about various things throughout the last hour or so, but one thing we talked about is films that we've seen recently, and do we reckon theatre and cinema is still going to be around? Have you seen any movies recently? Is there anything you've been seeing?
It's been a little while since I've actually been to the cinemas, which is surprising for me because I usually try to go as often as I can. But I think one of the last ones I saw was The Death of Stalin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I've been meaning to see that for so long.
How was it?
It was really good. I really enjoyed it. My dad took me along with him because he knows all the history that it's based on, whereas I wasn't so up on all that. But that didn't matter. Like, I still understood it, and it was funny, but also, like, not too funny. I found that a lot of the people in the audience, because it's all based on true events and kind of horrible things that have happened, people were just laughing hilariously at it. Mm. But when you think about that actually happened, it's not quite so funny.
It's kind of like films like Life of Brian, where you laugh at it and you kind of second-guess your own laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's my favourite kind of laughter, though. The most uncomfortable laughter. That could be the best.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Hey, Bram.
Hey.
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 Let's have a party.
We're having a party.
By Christina New. Let's go. Sin 90.7.
Hello. That was such a great lineup that we had. We had Christina New with the track Party, And the song that we just had play was Son of Robot by Dance Gavin Dance. You're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Hello.
Now, this is a topic that I didn't even know Ben would put on the agenda, but I'm kind of glad that he did because it's something that I feel like he knows I'm fairly passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I'm just here to please and here to surprise people.
That's a great slogan. Yeah. Here to please, here to surprise people.
So, Bram, Bram, this topic hit home for you, did it?
Kind of. And it was actually fairly relevant to a chat that I had with a friend last week. The week before now, actually. Mm. Sorry, time just goes by so quickly.
Oh, unreal.
I was talking to her about a program that she runs called Sound School. I've mentioned it on this show.
Yeah, I recall.
One or two times now, probably. But it's this program that actually, when it started out, it was entirely run by volunteers and was funded through donations from the community. This year, they've actually managed to get grants from various councils. So, like, they're actually doing pretty well for themselves. And what they do with this grant money is they run accessible electronic music education for people from diverse and marginalized backgrounds for free. So, it's a fairly unique model, I guess. And one thing that I did talk about with her was how the Australian music scene could be improved or could be ensured a healthier future. That was one of the things that she mentioned to me, the fact that music education can be so hard to come by, especially if you do live in those like outer suburbs. Right, even trying to find like a beaten up music store can be difficult, like trying to find instruments or even something as simple as like a drum machine or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a lot easier to come by if you live in the inner city. But even then, even if you don't have those options, the only options you really do have are at school, and they're stuff that may not necessarily be the music that you listen to or the stuff that you want to create. That was one thing that she did mention, the fact that like there should be that bridging of the gap between education and the people who want it or want access to it. She also talked about the fact that venues should really step up to the plate a bit and be more proactive in terms of like paying artists because it's resulted in this cycle, this fairly vicious one in which artists artists are like more likely to not play a gig if they're not being paid for it, even if it's something like a charity gig. This is something that she did also mention when she was organizing a charity sort of fundraising gig and had a few bands turn the offer down because they weren't getting paid for it. I mean, like, sort of fair enough, but at the same time, it's a charity gig as well.
Do you think that's just a matter of artists saying, this is what I'm worth, and not willing to kind of step away from that?
Possibly, but I feel like when you're in that position, there's also the opportunity to take up larger gigs that do pay more and also do charity gigs or even just gigs for friends on the side.
I think another way that we have to move forward with Australian live music, it's just awareness. It's just getting this music out there to as many ears as we can. Now, Sin, hi, you're joining us here live on Sin. We are very well known for just supporting Australian music. We absolutely love backing it. And I think that raises awareness to then bring people to gigs and venues and so forth. I just feel like perhaps there are other stations that maybe don't play as much Australian music as they should.
Mm.
That's just my thoughts. But also the other thing, for those who love their heavy music like I do, that previous track, it was a little bit wild and frantic.
It's a bit all over the place.
There was, when Soundwave, that festival, when that finished up, there was nothing for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And that was a real shame because all of a sudden, like, our big heavy festivals we're no longer running. Whereas now, we've kind of got Unify, we've got Download Festival and so forth. So I feel like, if anything, it's becoming a bit more positive again. There's a lot more artists that are touring and playing live music. And especially now, too, it's also financially super important for these artists to play gigs. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to make some money.
I think whilst it's great that we have festivals like Falls Festival and On the Green, I really like this. But I find some of the best music happens in the smaller venues, like those pubs and Northcote and Fitzroy and that kind of area. And I think the best thing we can do as Melbourneites is to keep encouraging those artists and keep going to those venues and supporting those local gigs, because they're very paramount into the formation of what music looks like. And I think it'll be a real shame if we missed out on that in the future.
Yeah, local music and I guess local music programs in general, they're... when you have a look at what's going on there, like, this is the future of music. A lot of, some of the most, like, innovative and, like, cutting-edge stuff is happening there. So, I can name a few that are happening in the West at the moment. There's an artist, P. Unique. She made a break after participating in this hip-hop program at the Phoenix Youth Centre in Footscray. And, yeah, she's been sort of making a bit of a name for herself, and it's good.
Great to hear all things happening, and we've got lots of exciting things coming up in the next couple of minutes. What on earth did I dream about last night? And we also have our interview with Zebulon. Please stick on board with Sin 90.7. But in the meantime, here at Sin 90.7, we're busy bleeding. You're listening to Ben, Tom and Bram on Get Serial.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure this morning could be any better. You're joining us here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, Sin 90.7. Gentlemen, we're going to keep the theme of music running here for a little bit longer. One thing that I have to ask, the question begs, what are some films or TV shows that have great soundtracks? Now, for me, one of the tracks we actually played, I think it was last week or the week before, it was Patti LaBelle with that track Stir It Up. Beverly Hills Cop is the ultimate 80s cheese soundtrack, and I love every second of it. And the other one I have to mention as well, Zack Snyder, although his movies aren't all that excellent, visually they look amazing, Sucker Punch has really, really good music. It does. And they do a lot of covers and remakes of Bjork and The Smiths and all that kind of stuff. But as far as soundtracks go, that's up there for me. Tom, what about you?
Best film soundtrack, hands down, Lord of the Rings. I think there's a great job behind it. And whenever I listen to it, a lot of people will agree with me. It's very nicely sounding and you just want to go on an adventure when you hear that music. But in terms of, like, I love that you brought up that 80s cheese, and this one isn't necessarily cheese, but there's something very peculiar about it. There's a music composer called Christopher Teller DeVere. I hope I got that right. But he's done two TV shows. One is Utopia, not the Australian one, but the British one. And he also did Netflix's Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, which has a very weird sound to it. A lot of kind of very round the twist-esque music. It just sounds like it's mesmerizing to hear, and you're not too sure why. But I think in terms of the best, probably Lord of the Rings, and I go as far as to say Star Wars as well.
This is a soundtrack that that will always have a place in my heart. It's mostly made up of, like, songs that have already existed. I'm actually a massive fan of films that have soundtracks that already have, like, songs in them. I'm a massive fan of the Trainspotting soundtrack. Really, really good. The reason why I like it is because when you listen to most, if not all of the music that's on it, you are instantly transported back to, like, 90s or early 2000s Britain when you listen to it. It's just something about it that's really, that's very evocative and surreal. And I feel like even the sequel wasn't too far off in terms of the soundtrack quality. there were a few sort of artists that I had been listening to, like the Young Fathers, for instance, that made it onto the soundtrack. And I'm like, hey, this is pretty good. It's quite funny because I normally, well, last year at least, I had a habit of trying to catch films based off of their soundtrack because I'm a very audio-centric person. I'm a massive fan of music. For sure. And if a film has good music, to me, oftentimes the film is also good, if that makes sense.
Oh, it certainly lifts it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. OG Love. That's an interesting song title. It sounds like an interesting track. We're going to play it. It's by Kate, right here on Sin 90.7. How nice was that? It was Kate, OG Love, and it was part two as well. So there is a part one. We're going to have to play part one another time. Who knows? Well, it's that weekly segment. It's unbelievable. Social media, it's just been going crazy. Everyone,
ballistic.
They want to know, Tom, what did you dream about last night?
What did Tom dream about last night?
What a weird dream.
How can you be sleepy if you don't know how to have dreams?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how to have dreams. No, no.
Dreams are a movie that live in your head.
Stop.
Every night when you sleep in your bed. You can have a dream about riding a horse.
No.
Or you can have a dream about drowning in oil.
No, 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 no more songs.
Well, what did I dream about last night? That is a very daring question, dare I say, Ben. I had a dream that I was walking along a desert, and it was a yellow desert. It wasn't any ordinary desert. And as I was walking down this yellow desert, there was like no dirt or anything. It was just like plain plastic Perspex ground. And as I walked down further and further, it slowly turned into this gallery, and there were all these faces on there that were not deformed, but they didn't have any identity about them, and they were all going, "Hello, Thomas." And it was quite funny and quite a bit haunting as well. And out of one of the pictures, this mouth came out. It was stretching out of the painting, and it formed into this orange beak. And out of the orange beak came this goose. And this goose jumped out of the painting and said, "Well, what are you looking at?" And I was having this intellectual debate with this goose. Can't remember what about, but I started to feel a little bit woozy. And so did the goose. And the goose did this little... And he was feeling a little bit uncertain about himself. And as he did that, he turned into a person in a suit. And he kept on coughing and sneezing, and out of his nose came this, I'm not too sure if I should say snot on air, but it was like this weird white snot that turned into this bubble worm thing, and it had a face at the end.
Oh.
And the face at the end of this blobby thing said, "I don't know how I feel about this." And he just dropped on the floor and he crawled away. And I looked down. As he went down the corridor, there was this bottle. And he climbed into this bottle.
Mm.
And it said, "Paul's White Milk."
Oh, smart choice.
Oh, no way. It was a commercial?
It was.
That's crazy. So, just quickly, you slept in a hostel last night.
I did, yeah. Now,
do you reckon, just with kind of the weirdness of there being like 14 people in the same room sleeping at different times, do you reckon that's what made this dream more bizarre than usual?
Possibly because I was in a very different place and to where I normally am, in the confines of my room.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Top of the morning!
You are listening to Get Serial with Tom, Ben and Bram. What a toppy morning it's been so far. I am topped off my head because we have a ballistic lineup of wonderful things. We have talked about all sorts. We've been quite nostalgic this morning, thinking about the things what have aged well and the things that we think will continue to stay in fashion. But going ahead, we must look ahead and never look back to the past because it's a dark and dreary place. We are going to talk about what is missing from our lives. What is that empty space that we need to fill something with? The void that cannot be questioned. We are going to question. We are going to have our first quiz, our first topical quiz. Each of us have our own specialist topic. The price is right, and we will find out who is right and who is the right Victor, and an interview with Zebulon. Tune in for that. It's going to be great fun, and we're going to enjoy chatting to them about one of their latest tracks. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Quality music playing here on Sin 90.7. Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Those two tracks were Ngari Kuje Nama by Emily Waramara, and we had Twin by Void on Sin 90.7. Now, the next topic that we've got on. Now, what's missing in our life? What's missing in your life, Tom?
Well, I think for me, there comes a time of day where you live the day and you get home and you go, I need a kebab. And I haven't had a kebab in a while. So I think this Friday I need to change that.
Oh yeah. It's just amazing. What's missing in my life at the moment? You know, probably a packet of wagon wheels. But they're not as big as they used to be, and that really irritates me.
I'm not a fan, I'm honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you like them?
I prefer mint slice. It's more nicer on the tongue.
Oh, okay.
A bit more fresh.
I kind of get that. It's got a nicer mouth feel to it.
Yeah, a bit more oral.
Bram, what's missing in your life currently?
What's missing in my life at the moment is a nice hot bowl of soup. It is the perfect weather for it.
Oh, yes.
Sounds superb. My butt off all week.
And the super choice?
Yeah, the super choice, for sure.
What would that be?
Oh.
Your soup of choice, I should say.
I thought you meant like a super choice. Yeah, soup is a super choice.
It is a super choice, yes.
I make this red lentil soup every now and again, and it's really good. Yum, and yum, it's yum. Just like the heat, like the temperature of the soup itself is enough to warm you up, but it's also got those spices in it that gives it that kick, and it's just great.
And mop
it up with bread, and it's just the best time.
And even though it's breakfast radio...
This is totally a breakfast food. It is a like a three meals.
You'd be ready to go.
Yeah,
funny. We're all talking about food that we're missing in our life, and people are expecting these big prophetic answers.
Well, I guess the only thing we can do in times like this is walk like an Egyptian. From the Bengals. Oh, here we go. I'm feeling it. Sin 90.7. The energy, it just keeps on coming here this morning on
buzzing.
Sin 90.7. And that track was the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's quiz time. It's quiz time.
Doctor Who.
Metallica.
Adult Swim.
WWE.
Steam Plane.
Bojack Horseman.
The Simpsons. Absolutely. Each week, one of the hosts will be in the quiz hot seat, and it just happens to be Tom this week.
Hello.
Tom, this is fitting. We're talking about Thomas the Tank Engine, which is a specialist topic of yours, which, to be honest, that's a pretty unique one.
It is, indeed.
So, we're going to ask you 10 questions. Now, we're going to hear a buzzer for right or wrong. The right buzzer will be... And the wrong buzzer will be... Awesome. Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. What was the name... Very nice. What was the name of the very first book in the Railway series?
Well, Ben, that was The Three Railway Engines.
Correct. He's off to a good start. Question two. What is the Fat Controller's real name? I didn't even know he had a real name.
The Fat Controller's real name is Sir Topham Hatt.
That's correct. Oh, two for two so far, Tom. Mm-hmm. Tom, is this even remotely challenging so far?
Oh, not yet, not yet.
All right, here we go. Which engine pulls the express?
That is Gordon.
That's correct. 3 for 3. Question 4. What gauge track do Scarly and Rhenus run on?
Scarlowy and Renee say run on 2'4" gauge narrow gauge track.
Oh, man. It just had narrow gauge on the... Wow, and you're correcting me on the pronunciation as well. So, Mr. Smarty Pants here. And question 5. What sort of engine is Philip?
Philip is a diesel box cab.
5 for 5 so far. Now, Bram's going to cover you for the second half of the quiz.
You are doing really well.
Oh, thanks,
moment,
man. Appreciate
mate.
It.
You must know this like the back of your hand.
No, not really.
No? Are you sure? Are you
I'm sure. Let's see how we go.
Okay, we've got... Yeah, the other questions. Which British actor is the voice of the Flying Scotsman in the television series?
That is Rufus Hound?
Not quite right, though. It was Rufus Jones.
Rufus Jones. Oh, you were close.
Almost there.
I can't believe it.
What are the names of Thomas's two coaches?
They are Annie and Clarabelle.
That's correct.
Redeemed himself there.
Nice save. Which of Thomas's friends is named after a bird?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
I was going to suggest to take a stab in the dark, but that's okay. Duck, the Great Western Engine.
Oh, he's like my favourite as well.
Oh, no.
I'm shocked, though, Tom. You could have said anything.
Yeah.
But you decided
yeah,
not.
That's what I said. Like, take a stab in the dark,
I feel
guess.
Dumb now.
Oh, don't feel dumb.
Okay.
What number is James, the red engine?
James, the red engine, is number 5.
That's correct. What is the name of the latest Thomas movie, which sees the little blue engine travelling across the world?
That is Big World, Big Adventures.
Ding, 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 ding.
My goodness, Tom. Lovely. Excellent effort. That was 8 out of 10, I believe.
Yeah, that's, like, not too bad. That's pretty good.
For a specialist thanks, topic. Yeah. Congrats. Now that the quiz is over, how do you feel?
Look, I feel like my knowledge of Thomas has definitely grown in such a short amount of time. And you know when you answer a question and you're not quite sure what the answer is, and then you get the answer, you feel a little bit dumb knowing... Yeah, that you should have known that answer, especially because Duck is one of my favourite characters as well. I feel like I've betrayed all the Duck fanboys out there.
So frustrating. And it's one of those things as well where Bram or me, my name's Ben, hello, we're going to be in the hot seat next week. One of us, it's going to be a flip of a coin, we'll find out. But there's only one way to roll out, and that's to the Thomas the Tank Engine theme song. Tom, congrats. 8 out of 10 on the quiz here on Get Cereal Tuesdays.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
This is Sin.
90.7.
Thanks for that, April. Now, you as a newsreader, I imagine you get pretty busy throughout the week, you know, putting together the bulletin for this show and stuff. Do you do it for just the Tuesday or is it
every
day?
Yeah, at the moment I just do the Tuesday that's mornings good. Yeah. And then... other people do the other mornings and evenings.
Yeah, no, because of that, you must miss out on a lot of things in life. So, yeah, what's missing out in your life, April? What is missing?
I actually... You know, at the moment, I'm not missing out on too much, I feel like.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. Is that because I am having to get up earlier in the mornings, I can't stay up as late at night. So that's the one thing I'm missing out on.
Now, I do kind of feel like there is something that is beautiful about waking up early in the morning, just waking up before the rest of the city is woken up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's something great about that. The next artist that we've got on is Chloe with the track called...
Yeah, this is a brilliant track. It's called Show You.
Yeah.
And in just a moment's time...
We'll have Zebulon in the studio and we'll be chatting to... On the phone. We'll have Zebulon on the phone and we'll be chatting to him. So make sure to don't change the dial.
Not a dial, not a flick.
Yeah, because that'll be up very soon. Sin 90.7. Good morning, Youth of Melbourne. That track was Show You by Chloe. And on the line, we have Zebulon.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning, Zebulon.
How's it going?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Yeah,
too
doing
bad.
Well. Yeah, doing well.
Yeah, this show has been pretty good so far. So we're off to a good run. yeah. So we are extremely privileged to have you talking with us today for the show. Yeah. So I feel like this is a good place to sort of kick off because well, it sort of sets the foundation for the rest of the interview. So, who were your musical idols and inspirations growing up?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
My all-time favourite is Amy Winehouse. I've got her entire face tattooed on my arm.
That's wow.
So I've been obsessed with her since I was probably maybe 9 or 10. Back before, obviously, the whole downhill. But, yeah, she's definitely my main, and I reckon Sam Smith as well. He's a huge inspiration to me as well.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might pass it over to Ben. He's got a few questions.
Yeah. So,
lined up.
So one of the reasons we've got you on the line, obviously, we've heard your new track, Meet Again. Firstly, we very much enjoy it. I think it's great stuff. Just curious if you can kind of tell us about the process of this song, how it came about.
So I met up with a guy named Guy from Vicious Records, and he introduced me to another guy named Cam, and they both sent me through a bunch of tracks, and I was lucky enough to write Meet Again over like one of the tracks that he sent me, and we kind of just nutted it out in a few studio sessions and kind of just evolved from there, really. It was a really cool process.
Very nice. You've also, one thing that struck me, especially in the verses, is your vocal style. It's quite unique. And where do you think that kind of comes from, in a sense? Because it's quite striking, I think.
Mm. Oh, thank you. Do you know what? I get asked that all the time. No idea. I've never done a singing lesson. I've never kind of had that kind of training, so I've been gigging since I was like 14, 15. And so I'm not really sure where the kind of tone came from, but I mean, it seems to be getting somewhere.
Yeah, well, no, it's definitely excellent stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look, Zebina, it looks like you have a really interesting life balance. By night, you're a muso, you're doing this, you're performing, but by day, you're a hairdresser. How do you find that life balance? Like, do paths cross there? Is there a bit of crossover for you?
Do you know what, like, last week leading up to the single launch and everything was probably the craziest, because I was working through the week and juggling clients and then have to run out for an interview or, you know, whatever it was, but I work with the coolest bunch of people and they're super, super supportive, they've made it really, really easy, and it's also creative as well, so it's kind of like another outlet.
Now, I've got one question. It was actually kind of similar to the first one that I asked you. I was actually reading a bit about the on-stage aesthetics that you've got, and it seems really interesting and really sort of, I guess, out there in a way, but like in a good way. I was just wondering, like, if there were any sort of influences at play there. So what influences your on-stage aesthetic?
You know, I watch a lot of, like, live performances. So, like, I'm not really big into music videos or anything, but I love watching people perform live and getting inspiration. I love people like Lorde, Anne-Marie as well from the UK. She's killing it at the moment.
That's great.
And then just
going to
gigs as well. Yeah, kind of just, I don't know, I love to set a really intimate tone. I don't like big...
No, I feel like there is definitely that, like, different vibe when you're watching a live show, especially if you're, like, watching an artist known for their live performances. Like, a few months ago, I saw Perfume Genius perform, and his onstage, like, presence is just amazing. He has this interesting, like, artistic style going on that you just don't get with the music. You have to really experience it live to actually, you know...
I don't know. My favorite thing in the world is performing live. So
yeah. No,
it's
that's
kind of,
good.
I guess, tone really.
Yeah.
In all right.
Mood. Tom.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about the technical process of how
the song Metagame came to be. What can you tell listeners at home? What's Metagame about?
Well, it's quite clearly about an ex of mine. Basically, yeah, I guess we were in a relationship for a while and it ended, and it was going downhill, I guess, quicker than what I could cope with. And eventually my life kind of got back together and my music started kind of kicking off and things started happening. And then, you know, months later I found out he wasn't in such a great place, and I kind of reached out, and then I realised it was kind of just not doing any good. And then all of a sudden I kind of just, when I got the song, I belted out the Do We Have to Meet Again tag, and then it kind of just unravelled from there, really. I never really know what I'm going to be writing about until I kind of just start throwing out words and sentences, and turns out it was about that.
There you have it. Zebulon, you've also got some shows coming up. If you could just run us by where we can find you live, that is.
I actually just had a huge show on Saturday night. I'm Just Gone. That was a single launch.
Awesome.
But now we're actually just kind of mapping out some shows here in Melbourne at the moment. So I have no dates. So I am going to London though in about 5 weeks to do some gigs over there. So when
exciting.
I get back, there'll be a bunch of shows to book out. So I'm really excited.
Excellent. And as soon as we get those dates confirmed, we'll definitely mention it on the program. So.
And where can
thank you so much.
Where can people find out about what's new in your music realm? Do you have social media links?
Yes, yeah, so I do a lot of my stuff through Instagram. I find that kind of works the best, and Zebulon Official. And then just on my Facebook as well, but more so Instagram. I try and hone in on. I think it's a great tool. Mm.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us on Get Serial this morning, Zebulon. All the best.
Thank you so much
with
for
the single
me.
Launch.
And, yeah, great work.
It's a fantastic track, and we're definitely going to play it now. It's Zebulon with Meet Again here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom, and Bram.
Holy guacamole. You are listening to Sin 90.7. That song was a ripper. Which song was that, Ben?
That was Zebulon with Meet Again. We just had him on the air just not long ago, and geez, it's a fantastic track, that. I absolutely love that lush production, and also the changes in the vocal stylings as well, especially like in the verses, and then bam, you've got this massive, huge chorus. Really, really good stuff.
It was a really good song, really well-paced, and a lot of variety in there. And if you missed the interview, you can check that out later today on the Get Serial podcast, which will be up and available on Spotify and the podcast app.
And a massive thanks again to Zebulon for chatting with us here this morning. So, it's one of these strange, crazy mornings where we're chatting about this idea of what's the most silly thing that you've done this year?
Oh, dear God. I am known for doing silly things, and a few weeks ago I did something fairly pretty silly. And it's relevant because I actually ended up getting it resolved this morning. So I was at a friend's housewarming, and I feel like this is sort of like probably the most ironic kind of party for this to happen. I ended up breaking a screen door.
Ooh.
Like I was leaning on it, and I initially thought it came off clean, it just like, because of that, they sort of got a repairman to have a look at it. Turns out it actually split the door frame.
Oh, wow.
So that set them back $250. I say it's resolved because I have, obviously it was my damage. The least I could do is cover it. So I have given the $250 to my friend, and all is well in the world, I hope.
That's very silly indeed.
Yeah, really silly.
I was, this isn't by far the silliest, but it's up there. I was at the supermarket on the weekend, and I was telling my friend a story with great emphasis, and I was talking to them about a surprise, and they said, oh, what was it like? And I said, it went all over the place, and I flailed my arms in the air, and I hit where the strawberries were, and strawberries went flying everywhere. No. It was hilarious.
This one, I was more in disbelief it even happened. I pulled up at a friend's house, and it was just completely pouring rain, so I thought, no worries, I'll I'll just ring the doorbell because I was in a bit of a hurry. But I forgot to put my car keys in my pocket, and they just slipped out of my hand and fell underneath his staircase.
So he's
opened up the door because I've already knocked on the door, and then this has happened. And he's just seeing me, like, looking underneath his house, so he was a bit confused. And then it took two of us with a bunch of long, thin sticks to try to grab these car keys, and it was just completely terrible. And then we were both drenched wet because it was raining like crazy. That was just quite silly, to be honest. Speaking of something that isn't silly, it's the fact that we're just premiering a lot of brand new music here at Sin. We just had Zebulon with Meet Again, and we're going to go to another brand new track. It's just released on Friday. Essie Holt, who is certainly causing a bit of a stir in the Australian music scene at the moment. This is her track, Better For You, live here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Oh my goodness, that was Better For You by Essie Holt. You are back on Get Serial with Ben Holt. Do you see any connections there at all?
Maybe a little.
The surname is quite familiar.
Yeah, I see a connection there. I see a single degree of separation there.
Absolutely.
It may or may not be my sister, but that's up for debate. We will find out. However, you can catch Essie Holt with that track, Better For You. You can definitely catch her at the Workers Club, September 20th. Mm. It's going to be hell of a gig. Plenty of great songs, so definitely check that one out as well. We are nearing the end of the show.
Oh, boy.
And it's that question. I love this question. What are we excited for for the upcoming week? I'll go first. Unify, an Australian music festival. It's in Tarwinlawa. I'm very much excited for their festival announcement. The full festival's unveiled on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. So that's the heavy music, hardcore punk scene, if you enjoy that music, which I enjoy just a little.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite keen for that, for sure.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I've got a fairly big thing I'm looking forward to this week. I am moving on Friday.
Hey!
I had a look at the place last Thursday, and they're just the loveliest people that live there. And there's also a cat, and I'm so excited to see this cat and live with this cat.
Cats are pretty great.
Cats are good. Cats are really good. What about you, Tom? What are you looking forward to this week?
What am I looking forward to? Well, I like to fill my week with a lot of things. I like to keep light on my toes. I'm going to be working a bit, doing the dishes for the world, as any good dish pig should, and catching up with many friends and folk for sneaky coffee beverages, and working at Puff and Billy on the weekend, which should always be good fun. I do that twice a month, which is good, and also working at Freshie Theatre, which will be great fun as well.
There's not a day that goes by where you aren't busy. Is there, Thomas?
No, not at all.
The final thing I'll chime in on, I'm going to a little cheeky uni reunion. Let me think. That's on Saturday night. So there's some people there I haven't seen in 2-3 years, which is always fun. Because sometimes people either just look different than you remember them to,
long
or
beards.
They act different than you remember them to. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. I might even bring it up on the air for sure. So it's another show down, gentlemen. It's unbelievable how quick it goes.
Time flies when you're having a lot of fun.
It was a bowl of cereal.
It was Get Serial on with Ben, Tom and Bram. Get Serial Tuesdays. Bram, where can you find us on social media?
We are all over the socials. Talk to us and we'll talk to you back. We're very receptive.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Youth of Melbourne. We are under the tag Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. There are probably more that I can't recall off the top of my head, but those are the main four. Talk to us. Let us know how your morning's going, and if you have anything in reply to what we've talked about today, then don't be afraid to chime in.
And you never know, we may talk back to you.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Now, the next track we're about to hear, this is scary stuff. This is Starling. She sounds so much like Eve Skridis vocally, it scares me, just with a bit more of a British accent. So we're going to hit this song now. It's Profiteroles here on Get Serial Tuesdays. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you again next week.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.